You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
Welcome back here at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of the program brought to you by New England College and NEC.edu. As you can hear, NASCAR has arrived back in the Capital Region in Loudoun. We're excited to be here for this upcoming weekend's events. And when you talk about NASCAR and you talk about champions, there's one guy that comes to mind. That individual, of course, is the fabulous number 48, Jimmy Johnson, seven-time NASCAR champion. Opportunity to catch up with him a short time ago.
Great to be joined by Jimmy Johnson, seven-time NASCAR champion here at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun. And first off, just on the seven championships and the success you've had late in your career, how have you been able to do that and kind of expand as a driver and become an even better driver as you've gotten through the course of your career?
Well, experience plays such a key role in our sport. Petty and Earnhardt both won in their 40s, won championships, that is, and guys like Junior Johnson wouldn't even take a driver when he was a car owner until they're in the 30s, maybe even 35, if memory serves me right. So I'm fortunate as an athlete to compete in a sport where experience, you can stay in it long enough where your experience will outweigh that youthful energy at times. So, and then from that standpoint, I stay really active and physically fit to try to cover that base as well. But experience for myself, for this team, driving at a place like Hendrick Motorsports that has so much history and experience makes all the difference in the world.
Do you feel like you're the greatest of all time at this point, or do you look at it as there's different generations of NASCAR, and you're the best, obviously, of this time period, but the championships speak for themselves, I think, and you look at the environment that you've won them in.
You know, the stats can develop opinions either way. I've never set out, my own personal goal to be the best driver. I've just loved racing.
Right.
And it's really hard for me to look at myself in that light and to even read or hear or see things that position me in that. I'm very proud of what I've accomplished, but I've never spent much time, kind of thinking about where I place and all that, but the stats are certainly adding up.
You're at a breakfast here for Speedway Children's Charities. One of the topics that came up was, Dave McGrath has mentioned the fact that perhaps expanding the track and getting more grooves and making the raceway better for passing here in New Hampshire and perhaps other places. And that seems like a real good fit for NASCAR, as opposed to, when you change the formula and the data and all that, the fans can sometimes get confused. But if you have more passing, more exciting racing, it seems like that's probably the best thing NASCAR could do.
Yeah, there's a lot going on that NASCAR is trying to focus on, and through trying to create an equal playing ground or equal field for manufacturers and teams, we've created so much parity that it's difficult to pass.
Right.
Then you look at the tracks, and I think right now it's easier to worry about putting down some kind of traction compound and creating multiple lanes than it is to say, all right, Loudoun, New Hampshire Speedway, let's do a reconfiguration and cost you however many tens of millions of dollars in order to do that. We have a product that we're using today, and I'm excited to see more tracks willing to put it down, because I think it might not be the best thing now, but it's working well, but it will help us develop the next product that comes out that works.
In concluding, we mentioned the parity and the fact that there is so much similar about the teams, but your team continues to have success. What separates you guys, particularly a track like New Hampshire, where as you referenced, it is difficult to pass and a lot of it is strategy and so forth. What separates you guys from other race teams, and what will allow for you to have success on Sunday?
Well, we're a great company, big company with a lot of history, a lot of experience, a lot of notes to pull from. But today's world with stage racing and all of it, it's so unpredictable, and we could count on, being at Hendrick Motorsports in years past and different generations of cars to always help us, have a distinct advantage. But those days are changing. The parity is so much in the sport that you can't just say that one team or driver has everything working for them.
Jimmy, thanks a lot.
Yep, thank you.
Sweet. That is Jimmy Johnson. This is New Hampshire Now at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun. This hour of the program presented by New England College and NEC. .edu. When we return, we'll go back to politics and talk with Jeff Feingold, editor of the New Hampshire Business Review, then more racing at the New Hampshire Motor Speedway in Loudoun.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now.
There's a road I'm on. It's blacktop and gravel. It's a faded moonlight. This road I travel. It is a way. It's a cold bar ditch. It's a bridge.